From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor, reading Boo Hiss by Renee Gutteridge. Now, let's begin with Boo Hiss. Chapter 1.
All right, folks, let's calm down.
Mayor Woolleysworth looked like he was patting the air as he tried to get everybody to sit down in the crowded community center. Martin Blardy stood a few feet away, attempting to take a pulse on why this crowd was so agitated. It was a soccer field, for Pete's sake. Sure, it was a little mysterious, but it wasn't like it was a crop circle or anything. And they had had their share of those until 1984, when a farmer named Bill Dunn had confessed to the prank, though he claimed he'd been possessed by alien serum when he had done it. Rumors flew when Bill disappeared one night, leaving an empty farmhouse and all his belongings behind. Turned out he was in Vegas, but it did make for some good headlines for a while.
"Where did it come from?"
The woman's desperate and dramatic voice hushed the crowd, and everyone looked at the mayor. Martin bit his lip. The mayor was known for his inability to mock concern or compassion, especially for those he called EGRs, or Extra Grace Required. Martin had dealt with the town's EGRs for years, decades, sometimes even generations. Martin's attempt to coach the mayor on how to respond to questions that lacked sensibility had finally taught him that it was really the mayor who lacked sensibility, so Martin just let it drop.
"Well," the mayor began, "we've just learned that the government has a top-secret military plan to take over the country via soccer fields."
Grumbling ensued. Martin slipped.